Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Good day to you. Today is December 26, 2018. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for our weekly astrology updates, where every Wednesday we talk about the intuitive astrology and energies of right now and over the next week. We are here at the final week of 2018 and ready to voyage into a new energy of 2019. The universal year will shift to a number 3 in numerology. Number 3 is the energy of communication. There tends to be more socializing, more thinking. It's a very much more interactive, bubbly, go, go, go type of energy. It's where you take what you learned in year 1 and year 2 and you integrate it into the year 3. So just a little insight there into the numerology, because that will also set the tone for what we'll all be feeling in terms of you're ready to take action or to communicate something or even to feel that there's something stronger within you intellectually, in terms of what you want to share, how you want to be with other people. It's very stimulating. So that's one thing to look forward to in 2019. And then in astrology, we have some big astrology going on right now and in January. So we're going to talk about that in today's show. As always, I appreciate your energy and your connection during this podcast. It is wonderful to connect with so many amazing people all around the world who are interested in astrology from so many different backgrounds, professions, age, culture. Everyone comes to astrology, it seems, from all these different places, and I love meeting each of you. You're very conscious, you're awake, you're open to the bigger energies that impact and affect us all, and it's a joy to share this experience with you. So just a note of gratitude for you, and also a overwhelming note of gratitude to those of you who have connected on YouTube, because I honestly can't believe that my YouTube channel has over 19,000 subscribers in 9 months. I'm just like, how in the world? That's incredible. And I'm grateful, because I know that it's so many of you who have helped share this podcast, share this information to help other people come to astrology. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful I can provide you with this information, put it out there, and help you understand yourself even more, help you understand these cosmic energies, and just contribute. It's a joy to contribute. So thank you so much for connecting and for being a part of this astrology journey with me. So today we're going to talk about Capricorn, because the sun is now in Capricorn as I do this broadcast. It is at 4 degrees of Capricorn, almost 5 degrees, and the sun moves 1 degree a day. So you can guess and calculate how the sun progresses through each astrology sign based on its 1 degree a day. And so the sun in Capricorn is really significant, because it's in these early degrees of Capricorn, and it's covering the territory that Saturn in Capricorn has been covering all year. So a year ago, in December 2017, December 21st, 2017, Saturn went into Capricorn for the first time in about 29 years, and it went into this new part of your chart for the first time in about 29 years. And it then progressed forward in Capricorn, and it turned retrograde at 9 degrees of Capricorn in April of 2018, and then it went retrograde back to 2 degrees of Capricorn in September of 2018. So now Saturn in Capricorn is moving forward, is now at 10 degrees. The sun is trailing this energy that Saturn has been working with in your chart. The sun is the light, and it shines on this part of your chart once a year, because it takes the sun a full year to move all around your chart. So it's coming through behind where Saturn and Capricorn has been and saying, so what did you learn this year? What was going on? What have you mastered? What have you decided? What did that Saturn and Capricorn energy require you to say no to or commit to? Where did you have to refocus or really take greater responsibility in with this area of your chart? And now the sun is coming through this last week of 2018 and showing you what that energy is for you. What have you come to understand? What is it that you're meant to understand about this past year, about 2018, that you were meant to gain greater maturity on, that the experience of this year taught you something that unfortunately was not fast. Capricorn is a slow-moving energy, and so we have to be in it. We have to spend time. We have to put in the work. And yet that's how we really integrate what it is we're meant to learn. So the sun coming through the first 9 degrees of Capricorn is giving you an understanding of what matters right now, of what truly matters. And that's because it's the same part of your chart that Saturn has been working with, right? So this is why it's good to see how these cycles connect and how these cycles overlap, because then you can understand that, okay, to sum up this year, what did I achieve? What were my results? What did I learn? Where did I come to an understanding around my own use of Capricorn energy? Now, Capricorn is the 10th sign of the zodiac, and some interesting things I want to share with you about Capricorn is that it's the last earth sign in the zodiac. It's also the only earth sign in the second half of the zodiac. So the second half of the zodiac begins at Libra. So Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and then Capricorn. It's the only earth sign in these six last signs. And so it truly is an energy of accumulation of the earth signs energies and what has been coming up for you in the physical world to really have a solid understanding of. It's truly a reality check around your life. And Capricorn reveals how we are showing up in the world. How are you showing up? And for in general terms, we associate Capricorn with profession, career, job title, what we do publicly, how we're known, how we're seen by others. But that energy can be in a different place in your astrology chart. It can show up in a different house, in a different area of your chart. So you would take that energy of, how am I showing up in the world? That is what the Capricorn energy requires us to take seriously. And this is something that has already been in the mix and coming up for us because Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008, and as I just said, Saturn entered Capricorn in December 2017. So this isn't new, okay? It's not new information, but it could be new revelations, new understandings, new areas of realization around how you're showing up in the world and how you're showing up in your life. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn was a Roman god. And so that's why we typically will say he or talk about the masculine when we talk about Capricorn, because Saturn was a he. But Capricorn is a feminine energy. It's an earth sign, which is a feminine, and it's the sea goat. Typically people say the mountain goat, but it's you could just say goat, the goats. And it's how we progress up the mountain slowly on sure feet. And if you've ever watched a goat climb, it isn't straight. It scales up at an angle, and it could look like a zigzag, but it's sure-footed and solid, and it doesn't rush to get there. And Capricorn's associated with the time it takes to master, to gain experience, to gain expertise. It's associated with maturity. So we're in this energy right now that's really quite serious. And it's requiring us to take our lives seriously, to take the time of our lives seriously, that we can't waste time. We're not meant to be frivolous with time, that we also can only do so much in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year. And so what are you directing your energy towards? Are you climbing that mountain? Are you dedicating your time to something worthwhile and important to you? And so we have a sense of review at the end of every year, and I find it wonderfully fitting that Capricorn is the last sign of one calendar year and the first sign of the next calendar year, because it is that energy of let me review how far I've climbed the mountain and then let me plan for what I need to accomplish next. So right now, in this week, it's a reviewing week, and it's reviewing where that Saturn and Capricorn energy has been working for you. And Capricorn, because it is the last Earth sign, and it's the only Earth sign on this side of the zodiac, it's a time of consolidation and conservation. And it says that you have to say no to some things. You can't do everything, right? You can't take it all on. And what really matters to you? Where are you willing to show up in your life, in the world, that is in alignment with your mission, with your true purpose? And this is also the highest expression of Capricorn, is to put you in alignment with your mission work, with your true purpose and path, and that hopefully over the last spiral of the zodiac, over the last year, you've gained greater clarity and understanding about what that is, what truly matters, where you need to go, where you need to show up, what really matters to you. And this is not something where you rely on others, you don't turn to others, you turn to yourself. You turn to yourself and say, what do I need to do? Capricorn is associated with a type of solitude that could be a hermit, that could be a loneliness at times, because you hold yourself accountable in a way that nobody else can. And this is where we have to be very honest with ourselves about how we are using our energy and how we are following our true path, because only you can really evaluate yourself and only you can hold yourself truly accountable in this way. And there's that seriousness to Capricorn of I'm accountable for my life. I'm accountable for how I spend the hours in my day. And that includes how I spend my time working, where I contribute, where I put my energy out into the world, but where I also understand that that is truly on me to show up in the world in a way that is in alignment with. See, I'm seeing this visual of an arrow that's being recalibrated, reconfigured, and it starts below your feet and goes up through the spine, which is Capricorn, and goes up into the sky. And it's like this new alignment of energies that are meant to help you gain clarity in what matters for the long term, not just right now, but it's where you're going, where you want to go, where you must go, and what truly matters to you. And these can be through the form of achievements that you want in your life. And maybe it's not something that you plan 1 year for, but you plan 5 years or 10 years for. Capricorn is achievement. It is how we put energy into something that matters, because it's how we are honoring our gifts and our energy. And when you show up with that responsibility and that integrity, then those are the energies you attract to support you. So when you're in alignment with your mission work, more energies show up to support you. So think of that arrow. You know, an arrow that's on track is headed in the right direction. Okay, this is interesting. So the reason I'm getting the arrow is because that arrow started with Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is the sign with the archer, right? The centaur that has the bow and arrow that is shooting that arrow out into the heavens and saying, this is where I want to go. This is the next adventure. But that arrow, that energy carries over into Capricorn that says, well, if that's the next adventure or that's your next dream, that's your next vision, then let's make it so. Let's gather the real-world resources, requirements, expertise, everything you need to make it happen. Because the Sagittarius energy gets us thinking bigger and believing bigger and trusting in ourselves. And then the Capricorn energy says, make it real. Let's make it happen. And it turns that inspiration into something tangible. Now, the Sagittarius energy is also important to call out because, as you know, we have Jupiter in Sagittarius through most of 2019. And similar to Capricorn, Sagittarius is the third and final fire sign. And it's the only fire sign in that second half of the zodiac. So we're moving through this territory of the final elements, the final fire sign, and the final earth sign. And they together are really bringing forth this energy of accumulation, of integration, of greater alignment with what is true for you. And so what I find also quite fascinating is that Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, the last four astrology signs, are the last of each element, right? The last fire, the last earth, the last air, the last water. And so every time we move through this time in the year, we're entering a period of acceptance. Acceptance of what has been created, what has been experienced, what has been realized, what has been felt. And that doesn't mean you are sitting back doing nothing. It's not that kind of acceptance. But it's a reality of I'm accepting what is with understanding that the energy continues on. The energy moves forward. It always is in motion. But there's an energy here of mastery when we go through the final signs of each element. So there's a strong energetic push of mastery in the cosmos with Jupiter in Sagittarius. Mercury's in Sagittarius right now too. Then we have the Sun, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn. And then we also have Neptune, Mars, and Chiron in Pisces. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 planets in this final, these final four signs. So we're meant to understand a higher perspective, and we're meant to accept what is in a way that we're not trying to be in denial or to fight it, but to say, okay, this is what I was learning, this is what this is about, How does this contribute to my mastery? How does this contribute to what I was here to heal, understand, and accept in order to bring about greater peace, compassion, forgiveness, and love? So this is a big time, and you've probably been feeling it. It's going to continue to be that way over the next number of years because of how these Capricorn energies will continue to work with us. So the sun is moving through Capricorn and will make a conjunction to Saturn January 1st and 2nd at 11 degrees of Capricorn. And when the sun and Saturn conjoin in Capricorn, there is something that is both created and manifested. It's an earth sign, so it's something in the physical world. It's the authority, but it's your sense of authority over your own life. There's a seriousness here of really getting to the truth and the heart of what you need to do and making a commitment to yourself. This is the energy of a big commitment, January 1st and 2nd, because that Capricorn energy takes life seriously, takes its purpose seriously, and that's what you're being asked to look at. What do you need to take seriously? Again, it's probably not new because we've had these Capricorn energies in play. But with the sun coming through, making this conjunction, it's going to have a different dimension to it. It's going to be a sense of, what do I need to commit to this year? What's my plan? What's my manifesto? What do I need to do? And in Capricorn, it's the planning energy. It's this week I do this, next week I do that, by February, by March. It's something where you don't go there fast, but you take it step by step, just like that goat that climbs up a mountain. And it's just sure-footed and clear and one step at a time. So that's quite a serious energy. And then we have a very powerful new moon solar eclipse on January 5th. And I have a separate video for you on YouTube that goes through that chart and how it really brings in a freshness, a new start. So it could be that January 1st and 2nd, you have a reality check. You have an understanding of what needs to change, of what you need to commit to, of where you need to take more responsibility. And then that new moon on January 5th and 6th is the time of the start. So I would say January 1st and 2nd is the realization, the planning, even maybe figuring it out. And then the 5th and 6th is where you say, okay, here we go, I'm going to do this. And it's also important to note how that is when Mercury goes into Capricorn as well, is on January 5th. So we're moving through a time of, I just feel this consolidation and conserving energy where you understand where you have to say no. So this brings up boundaries. This brings up boundaries that must be honored. And I feel that one way to understand any astrology sign better is to look at how it is the different side of the coin from the opposing astrological sign. So, for example, Capricorn is associated with the head of household. It's the person in charge. It's the authority. It's the one who is the commander-in-chief. And it's the opposite of Cancer, which is the private arena, your sacred space. Cancer is associated with families and children. And so you think of how Capricorn, as the head of household, takes care and provides for the children, for the family. And this can be in any way you want to look at families. This can be in a single parent home. This can be in any kind of environment where there's someone who maybe runs the show or who's doing something in a way that provides for the family. It can be that both parents, of course, provide for a family. I'm just trying to paint a picture here to understand, because where I'm going with this is that Capricorn is in charge. Cancer is where we go to feel taken care of and to feel safe. Cancer is associated with the child in each of us. The first emotional programming we received, how we felt safe in the world, what we received from that head of household energy, what we received from that parent or parents who were in charge, how our needs were taken care of, if we felt protected, if we felt safe. And so what we do every time we enter the arena of Capricorn is that to raise our own consciousness, we look at how your own inner child, your own unconscious programming associated with Cancer, which can be that first reaction, that first feeling, that first response, is meant to be matured. And how you're meant to mature something within yourself with every Capricorn passage, and that we're meant to see that ultimately I am in charge of my life, I am the authority of my life. Even if so-and-so did something to me, even if I was on the receiving end of something, even if my Cancer energy has felt vulnerable, defensive, wounded, etc., ultimately, I must step in to my own Capricorn self to take care of myself and to honor my boundaries, to honor what I need, and to say no as needed. Capricorn is good with this. It says no. It says I can't do that. It says I'm sorry, I'm busy, or that doesn't interest me. Or it provides a strong boundary. And that's one of the areas that maybe you might have to practice with the sun in Capricorn or any of these other planets in Capricorn, where boundaries are more important than ever. Because you can't do everything, you can't be everywhere, you can't do everything for everyone. And there are, of course, many parents who have to, right? You have to provide, you have to work, you have to, there's a lot that's required of us in the world, and to take care of our responsibilities, to take care of priorities, people who rely on you, people who need you, all Capricorn. And so it can feel like, if you don't have an understanding of your own strength, the Capricorn energy is going to give you that. It's going to give you the strength to be stronger in your own skin, to be stronger in what you need to do, to say no, to honor your commitments, to be in integrity. It's like where you give someone your word, you'll do it. But where you don't want to do it, you have to be in integrity as well. So you have to look at obligations and how that can be a very low vibrating word at times, where you feel obligated to do something even though you don't want to. And you can look at, well, what are my choices here? Where do I need to be in integrity and honor my word? And where do I need to also have the courage to say no next time or to not commit? This is part of the work of Capricorn, is to honor our words, especially with Mercury going into Cap, but also, again, how you show up in the world, and are you someone who honors your responsibilities and your commitments, and that you're aware of what it means to make a commitment. So on that note, Capricorn is also associated with marital status, how you are viewed by others as a husband or a wife. The legal contracts you sign that you must honor, marriage is an example of that. Of course, business contracts are also a part of that. And it's how you have to be very aware of those contracts and commitments. So all of this is becoming bigger as we move into January. Not only does the Sun conjoin Saturn, Mercury moves into Capricorn January 5th, and then Mercury is going to make a conjunction to Saturn at 12 degrees Capricorn on Sunday, January 13th. And then the Sun, oh, it's actually a few days before that, the Sun is going to make a conjunction to Pluto at 20 degrees of Capricorn on January 11th. I'm just looking at how serious January is. And you know, there's only one planet that's retrograde, and it stations direct. Uranus in Aries stations direct at 28 degrees, 36 minutes on Monday, January 7th, right during that new moon solar eclipse. So as of January 7th, all planets are direct. All planets are direct. All planets direct means there's a go in the energy. There's a force bigger than you that's moving things forward, that's carrying you forward. And I feel like that's part of why there's a seriousness here in this last week of the year and the beginning of January, is to get really clear on your mission, your work, your purpose, what aligns with your integrity, your sense of self, how you want to spend your time and show up in the world, because there's bigger forces coming through in January and February that move us all forward. And it's quite significant to have all the planets direct. It really is, because this actually happens, it's been happening about once a year that we've had all planets direct. And it's a sense of things are moving. It's like I'm riding the river, I'm riding the rapids, and there's bigger forces that move ahead. It can be easier to manifest, to finally have things click, to finally have things take off and happen. And I feel like this is really important. Because if you've been doing your work and you have clarity around your mission, your purpose, and what you're here to contribute to the whole, things are going to show up to take you forward, to take you to this next place, this next level. Things are going to show up to support the steps that are needed. And it's quite significant because of how the planets are moving into new territory in the zodiac. They're entering new degrees, and that means they're entering new areas of your chart that have not been awakened in a while. They haven't been touched by some of these outer planets just yet. And, you know, I've looked at some of the astrology for 2019. I have a video out there for you called Cosmic Synchronicity that talks about Jupiter in Sagittarius, Saturn in Capricorn, and Neptune in Pisces, and how very rare this alignment is. And so the other thing I'm noticing about 2019 is that there are no retrograde planets until April. I take that back. March. The first Mercury retrograde is March 6th. January and February, we're going to have a good 2 months. 2 months of planets being direct. That's why this new moon solar eclipse on January 5th and 6th is so important, my friends. Because you really have to feel like you're in alignment with what you need next and to take it seriously and to give it that energy of, I'm worth it. I'm I can handle this. I know that I am the authority of my life. I know that whatever shows up, whatever transpires, I'm strong enough to learn, to move through it, to embrace it, to go for it. And so there's a sense here of a takeoff. And as I mentioned before, Mars enters Aries January 2nd, and Mars enters Aries and will stampede forward, is ready to go, ready to initiate and get things moving and started, and he loves this. Mars is very strong in Aries. It's his ruling sign. So he's ready for the next adventure, except he's going to come up against the squares to the planets in Capricorn that say, slow down. You can't have it all at once. And we're not just going to take off impulsively to get something done. We're going to plan. We're going to be on purpose, on point, and then it'll come together even better. So this Mars in Aries is going to give you that sense of a rebirth, a sense of I'm different. I can feel that I'm different. That's just one of these really strong energies. And the first 7 days of January is a renewal. You'll probably feel that turnover, like that sense of, okay, the energy's really cleared out from last year. I can feel a shift. I can feel a change in myself. I can feel that it's a new start. The other thing I want to highlight is that when the sun gets to 22 degrees of Capricorn, January 13th, it's going to be moving over the territory of January 2020 eclipses. So there's something about this January that gives us a preview of January 2020 and beyond. And we're going to see it through the Capricorn energies in the world, which are big business, Wall Street, government. We're already seeing it, right? It's already been in play because, again, the Capricorn energies have been in play. So it isn't necessarily new. It just is becoming more prominent. So you have, for example, Brexit and what's happening with the UK and Europe. That's Capricorn. We have the big businesses that are being reviewed. Think of the big businesses out there, the big corporations that have a lot of data on millions, if not billions, of people, and how there are really these major companies that own so many other smaller companies. So they're really quite dominant. For example, Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Disney. There's other media companies that I'm not thinking of right now. These are the big corporations. These are the Capricorn businesses that we're going to really want to see what transpires in January, because they are undergoing the Pluto in Capricorn and the Saturn in Capricorn energies. Saturn in Capricorn is the regulations and the basically consequences of whether they've acted responsibly or not. So a lot of the Capricorn things are playing out, and we're seeing it, and we're not seeing it, because Pluto in Capricorn has all the secrets in the vault. And when Saturn reaches up to conjunct Pluto in Capricorn in January 2020, we'll see more and hear more of those secrets. But this January, there's a preview. There's going to be more coming out, more changes and decisions. Again, the Capricorn energy is about boundaries and things being decided in a responsible way. It's a very solid answer. It's a solid yes or a solid no. It's playing out right now. So that's a good way to see astrology in action, is to keep an eye on these Capricorn themes and areas of life and see how they're coming up for review and how they're being discussed in the world. Okay, just a few more things before we sign off here. Mars in Pisces is going to make a conjunction to Chiron at 28 degrees of Pisces on December 29th and 30th. This can be a sore spot. This is a trigger. Mars is a trigger. It's an activator. And so something can activate that Chiron in Pisces wound. It can show up through illness. Please be careful of your body around this time, the 29th and the 30th, because of the Pisces connection to being sick, an injury, feeling helpless. So take very good care of your body and yourself. Mars is the body. So just one connection for you there is to be mindful of what your body needs and to slow down, take time off, do very little if possible. It might be a good last weekend of the year to just rest and not push it, because in January there is a lot coming through that gets us going, that gets us started, that brings in that new energy. And until then, it's okay to give yourself a break, to take it easy, to let tears flow, to let energy flow, to let things out. Again, with all that Pisces energy, we're letting things out and letting it go across many lifetimes. And that's just part of one of these main themes here. Chiron is going to move back into Aries February 19th. So we're finishing up some deeper soul wounds with Chiron in Pisces and Mars triggering this spot. Just keep an eye on yourself and where this shows up in your chart, and that will help with what you need to do to take care of yourself or take care of somebody else as well. So I think that for the most part, my friends, that we have covered the main energies here through the last week of the year. And I'll be back next year on January 2nd to connect with you and to do another story time. We're going to do a story time about Saturn on January 2nd. And until then, again, just thank you so much for connecting. It's been great to meet so many of you this year, and I'm just grateful that we can share this astrology journey together. We can speak this language, and we can help each other out by understanding how these energies affect us and work with us as we move through our lives with greater consciousness and power. So thank you so much, and I will see you back here next Wednesday. I'll see you back here next year as we get started right before that first new moon solar eclipse on January 5th. Until then, I wish you a happy and safe New Year's. Have a good time. Have a safe time. And thank you again for being here. Take good care. Bye-bye.